EU Home Affairs Commissioner Ylva Johansson says 3.2 million Ukrainians have requested temporary residence permits in the European Union since Russia's invasion. In an unprecedented legal move taken back in March, all Ukrainians were offered access to education, the labour market and residence rights within the bloc. Now, EU officials are hoping to draw on the momentum of that response to move forward on migration policy more broadly. While the 27-member bloc appears united in efforts to welcome Ukrainians, previous waves of migration from Syria and elsewhere sparked political divisions. Under new proposals, member states would voluntarily opt in to either offer to relocate refugees and asylum seekers from frontline countries or offer financial assistance. It's a departure from previous EU proposals for a mandatory solidarity mechanism, under which member states would have to host what was deemed as their fair share of people seeking refuge. Rosie Burchard, Brussels.